The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
I'm really inspired by a story of an environmental attorney who dared take a stand against big business. And it's not any business, it's DuPont. He fought hard to take him down, and he didn't stop until he won. Look at all the politicians who say, we're fighting for you, but they're in the pocket of Wall Street and the corporations that make financial gains while they're sacrificing the safety of the American people. If you care about the air that you breathe, water that you drink, and food that you eat, visit projectblindsided.com and join the movement today. That's projectblindsided.com.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
The blue whale guy. This is, if you don't know this, this is terrifying.
It's terrifying.
This is a guy in Russia who is online, and he says, I've got the greatest challenge ever. And anybody who takes me up on this challenge, if you follow it all the way through, you will commit suicide. You'll gladly commit suicide. Take up the challenge. And these kids, most of them 15, 17 years old, they get online and they take the challenge. And he offers, I don't know how many challenges per day, maybe 30 or 45 days. And you have to, every day, it starts with something small. You have to do his challenge. Well, about halfway through, he says that you have to kill a cat or a dog or a defenseless animal. Studies have shown that the people who kill the animal finish it. The ones who don't kill the animal don't kill themselves, okay? And what he does is it's a group process. You get into this game, and then others who are playing the game shame you. This all goes really to the Jonathan Haidt book that I've been reading, The Righteous Mind, on how the mind works. Once you set it into a path, as long as you have people around you, if you start to go off the path, as long as your friends are like, no, no, go, do it, you pretty much will. Takes very, very few people will actually break from their friends. And so there, the peer pressure is great to continue to go and to do these things. Well, at the end, he keeps you up. And so you're tired, you're disoriented. He makes you get up in the middle of the night and do things. And then he's constantly disrupting your sleep pattern towards the end. Well, by the end, you're in a weakened state. And the last one is kill yourself. And I don't remember how many is it. 10, 15 people that he killed, and he's still doing it by mail, no longer on the internet because he's in jail in Russia, but they say they can't stop him. Here's the idea. He's in jail. Stop him from writing the letters.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.